passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. With aviation considered one of the most environmentally unfriendly ways to travel, and with campaigns to stop us flying, plus legislation trying to reduce emissions, what is air travel likely to look like by 2050? Charles Champion is from Airbus.
Well, at Airbus, we did already a lot to reduce the level of emissions and noise. We actually saved more than 70% over the last 40 years. But obviously, we need to project ourselves in the future. What would 2050 look like? So we decided to commission that YouGov poll in order to ask, in fact, the population, do you really intend to fly? And the answer, overwhelmingly, was yes, particularly from the youngsters, less than 35 years old. The answer was we expect to fly even more in 2050 than we are doing today. We want to have it cost efficient, but also environmentally friendly. So this really was our starting point to come with our engineer's dream, a kind of concept plane, in order to answer these type of concerns.
What sort of things can you do then to make aviation more environmentally friendly?
Well, when we came with that idea of concept plane, we looked at the various technologies, and I think the first one is about really efficiency. It's efficiency of the aircraft, so it's trying to work out in terms of technologies how you can, for instance, be even closer to birds in order to biomimic the birds with the shape of the wing, adapt the wing during the flight in order to reduce fuel. It's also about embedding the engines in the fuselage, changing, for instance, the shape of the tail, which would be more efficient, and also shield the noise coming from the engines so that you have a much more silent aircraft, both inside and outside. It's working also with the engine guys, for instance, Rolls-Royce, what type of technology is, how could we better blend the aircraft and the engine together in order to require less energy in order to fly the aircraft.
And what about the type of fuel that we use? Because jet fuel is always considered to be a very environmentally unfriendly fuel for lots of different reasons. Do you see a future where perhaps, I don't know, they're solar powered or something like that?
The question is, what type of energies are we going to use to fly the aircraft? We looked at hydrogen. Why not? Hydrogen, good idea, because you generate water. The point is that it's so difficult to store that you actually end up storing hydrogen, but you don't have any passengers anymore. So I think that one is a bit on the back burner for the time being. We're looking at solar power. We do see that more as an add-on type of energy. It's not going to be able to fly the aircraft, but actually we could use that in order to require less power. And then it comes to the basic question, what about fossil fuel? What will be the future? Actually, we looked at that quite seriously, and we came up with the conclusion that the most and the best probable approach would be biomass type of fuel, because you could generate that fuel from, for instance, growing algae or other stuff that would not actually eat into the surface, the fertile soil that is used in order to grow food, but could develop on non-fertile land out of that burned CO2 and give you some oil, synthetic fuel, that you could then drop in the current engines and the future ones in order to have a more reliable source of energy that would not be related anymore to fossil fuel.
Now, one of the things that Airbus did, obviously, was to build a very, very large plane and say, well, actually, if we can get more people into the one plane, we can have less plane journeys. Is that something as well that you expect to see increasing in the future, that you'll have even more people travelling on each individual flight?
The question is, what would the future look like? I mean, there will be more flights, so would we have more smaller aircraft flying everywhere, which doesn't seem very logical in terms of energy, or will we have larger planes, like, for instance, the 380 we introduced just recently, which is consuming less than 3 liters per 100 kilometer per passenger, really less than a small car. So I think it'll be a mix of both. On one side, you have got larger aircraft, which can allow to reduce airport condition, less need for new airports, because we all know how difficult it is to build new airports and even extend the current ones in the current environment, and other smaller aircraft which are more adapted to other routes like the 350 extra wide body, and tomorrow the aircraft of the future.
Now, all of this was looking at what aviation might be like in 2050. Do you think it's likely to happen sooner than that? I mean, could we see it, I don't know, in 10 years' time?
That's why with our engineer's dream and our concept plane, we actually looked at technology, but many of them will make their way through the existing products and the products to come rather earlier than that. For instance, we've just developed the charklet, which is a kind of nice blended end of the wing, which we'll introduce in the A320, our current aircraft, by 2012. A lot about the connectivity, about having a more efficient aerodynamics, we're already starting to introduce in the A350 extra wide body, where we're actually using the variable surfaces of the wing to adapt the shape of the wing in flight. There's much more we'll be able to do in the next years.
And finally, talking about passenger health, there's obviously been some concern about the way in which the air is recirculated through the engines and how that might affect some people's health. What's the plans in relation to that for the future?
Related to passenger health, actually, we've been working hard over the years to really develop those filters to be sure that when you've got air coming in, or I could say contaminated air, it's cleaned very quickly and the air is renewed very fast on the aircraft. And I must say the recent experience we have had in various diseases has shown that at least within the aircraft, everything was contained. So we're pretty confident even today that the air we are breathing in the aircraft is pretty good.
And is that air going through the engines or is it now being taken from externally?
It's taken from externally. Actually, it can be blended with the engines if necessary. Most of it is basically external air, plus air from the cabin, which is recycled, because obviously the more air you take outside, the more energy you need to move the aircraft forward. So it's really about using the existing air and the air from the outside in order to get a clean air on board the aircraft.
That's Charles Champion from Airbus.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionforfreshideas.com.
Passionforfreshideas.com.
Or click through from passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.